For those of you who don't know me, you should by now. I've announced my name several times. My name is Steve Burleson. You may have never heard me speak. It would be a story if I stood up here and told you I wasn't nervous, because I am. I know I won't do the job Patrick does, but look how long Patrick's been doing it, and he does a great job. But I'm going to do my best to give you a good message today. And just bless me and bless the Lord. Let us stand if we read his scripture, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surround me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surround me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surround me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He became my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteousness. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open me to the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and became my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected had become the cornerstone. The Lord, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord, the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Say us, we pray, O Lord. We pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he made us his light to shine upon us. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords upon the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another day and for all the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We are blessed to have each other, and we're blessed that you sent Jesus to die for our sins. Go with me now as I bring this message. May I bring some comfort and peace and understanding to someone. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I'll tell you how I've come about this scripture. First of all, the book of Psalms, I wanted to find out who written it. It is written by several different authors. King David is credited with writing the majority of them, and he is believed to have written this song that we're talking about today. Asaph, a prominent Levite singer and musician, contributed some. The sons of Korah, this group is a Levitical singers, is credited with 11 psalms. Solomon, King Solomon, David's son, is traditionally created with 2 psalms, and Moses, Psalm 90, is attributed to that psalm, making it the oldest psalm in the collection. Other editions of the psalms attributed to figures such as Heman the Ezraite, Ethan the Ezraite, and some remain anonymous. In summary, the Book of Psalms is a compilation of works by multiple authors, most notably King David. The diversity of the authorship contributes to rich spiritual poetic and found in Psalms. The biggest thing I did, I done some research of the ESV Bible, and I wanted to know the center. Well, I had to rephrase that because we all know what the center of the Bible is. It's God. The middle. What is the middle of the Bible? The middle of the Bible is Psalm 118, verse 8. There are 574 chapters before Psalm 118, 574 after. There are 15,587 verses before, 15,587 verses after. Psalm 118 is preceded by 117, which is the shortest chapter in the Bible, with only two verses, and is followed by verse 119, which is the longest, 176 verses. Verse 8 is, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. God does not believe in coincidences, so how does this verse capture the heart of the Bible? It is truly beautiful how this verse summarizes the biblical message. Think about the grand story of the Bible. This is the story of God's faithfulness. It is also the story of human failure. Adam and Eve trusted in their own judgment instead of God's judgment. The Israelites put their confidence in golden calves and foreign kings. The disciples, in the moment of fear, abandoned Jesus. Time and time again, the Bible shows the result of trusting in humanity. It leads to pain, fear, and separation from God. But the story also shows the incredible outcome of trusting God. Abraham trusted God's promise and became the father of a nation. David trusted God against Goliath and won a great victory. Mary trusted God's word and became the mother of a Savior. Yes, Psalm 118:8 is the central theme. The entire Bible supports the truth. It teaches us to lean on our Creator. He is the only one worthy of our complete trust. This is not just a suggestion. It's the key life of peace and purpose. It's a powerful declaration of God's goodness. It reminds us of His enduring love, His strength, His salvation. The psalm is likely sung during Israel's worships and festivals. It is also a poetic pointing to Christ as the cornerstone. His steadfast love endures forever. That is repeated time and time again. It's at the start of the verse and also at the end of the chapter. God's love never changes. His steadfast love is the foundation of our faith and the reason for our thanksgiving. It begins with a call to give thanks to the Lord because His love endures forever. This verse is repeated throughout Scripture, reminding us of God's unchanging nature. It is a world where He often fails. God's love remains constant. This encourages believers to reflect on God's faithful love and respond with gratitude and trust. God's love is unchanging. Human love is often conditional, but God's love is steadfast. He does not waver based on circumstance. His love is eternal, rooted in His very nature. No matter what we face, we can rest assured His love remains the same. Scripture repeatedly affirms that. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 declares that His mercies are new every morning. Romans 8, 38 and 39 assures us that nothing can separate us from His love. This foundational doctrine strengthens our faith in difficult times. Thanksgiving is the right response. recognizing God's steadfast love, should lead us to thanksgiving. Gratitude is not based on circumstances, but on God's unchanging character. When we remember His love, we find strength and joy in all situations. The Bible commands us to give thanks in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thanksgiving shifts our focus from the problems to the greatness of God in the act of worship and draws us closer to Him. God's love calls for trust. Because God's love is unchanging, we can fully trust Him. He does not fail, abandon, or forsake His people. Even when we don't understand His ways, we can trust His heart. Trusting in God's love means surrendering our worries and fears to Him. It means believing in His plans are good even when life is hard. Psalm 118:8 reminds us of that, that it's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. God's love is not just a theological idea. It's a reality that should shape our daily lives. His love endures forever, for every reason to trust Him. We have every reason to give thanks. Do not take His love for granted. Acknowledge it, celebrate it, and respond in faith. Today, make a commitment to live in the light of His steadfast love. Choose to trust in Him in every circumstance. Choose to give thanks no matter what. Let your heart be anchored in the truth that His love never fails. The Lord is my strength and my song. We see this in verse 14. God is both our strength and our reason for praises. He gives us the power to endure and the joy to sing even in difficult times. Life is full of trials, but believers do not walk alone. Psalm 14 declares that the Lord is our strength and our song. This verse reflects the experiences of God's people throughout history. When they faced danger, He was their refuge. When they were weak, He lifted them up. This calls us to rely on God's strength and rejoice in His salvation. God gives strength to the weak. Human strength is limited. No matter how strong we think we are, life will bring moments that break us. But God's strength is unlimited. He provides endurance, wisdom, and the power for every challenge. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us of that who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Paul also testifies in 2 Corinthians 12:9 that God's power is made perfect in weakness. When we rely on Him, we find strength beyond our ability. Praise is a natural response to strength received. When God strengthens us, our response should be worship. He's not just a helper in trouble. He's a reason we rejoice. As we experience His faithfulness, our hearts are filled with gratitude and praise. The Israelites sang songs after God's deliverance. Exodus 15:1-2. Paul and Silas sang in prison despite their suffering. Acts 16:25. True faith sings not because circumstances are perfect, but because God is faithful. Salvation brings both strength and joy. God's strength is tied to His salvation. He does not just help us in daily struggles. He has saved us from sin and eternal separation. This is our greatest reason for rejoicing. Psalm 51:12 speaks of the joy of salvation. When we meditate on what Christ has done for us, our hearts are filled with praise. Strength and joy go hand in hand for the redeemed. God is not asking us to be strong on our own. He is our strength. He is also our song. This means that every battle we have faced is already in His hand. When we learn to rely on Him, He will find supernatural endurance and unshakable joy. Commit today to trust in His strength. Refuse to carry burdens alone. Choose to rejoice even in hardships, knowing that God is with you. Let your life reflect the truth that the Lord is your strength and your song. Fill our hearts with songs of praise. Teach us to rejoice in your salvation. Let our lives be a testimony of your strength and faithfulness. May we encourage others to trust in you and give you the glory you deserve. I shall not die but live. God preserves the life of his people for his purpose. Our lives are not defined by fear, but the faith of his promise. Fear of death is common, but for believers, life is secure in God's hands. Psalm 17 is a declaration of confidence in God's protection and purpose. The psalmist does not deny trouble, but proclaims faith in the Lord's power. This encouraged believers to trust in God's sovereignty and to live with boldness for his glory. God holds authority over life and death. No person, illness, or circumstance can take our lives before God's appointed time. He alone is sovereign over life and death. The enemy may threaten, but God has the final word. Job 14:5 states that our days are determined by God. Jesus reassures us in Matthew 10:29-31. Not even a sparrow falls without the Father's knowledge. If he cares for the birds, how much more does he watch over us? Believers are called to live with purpose. God sustains us for a reason. Every breath we take is an opportunity to glorify him. Our lives are not just about survival, but about fulfilling his mission. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are created for good works. Paul in Philippians 1:21 declares to live in Christ. We must embrace every day as a gift to serve him. Death is not the end for the believer. While physical death is inevitable, it is not the end for those in Christ. Eternal life is promised to all who trusted in him. The fear of death loses its power when we believe in God's greater plan. Jesus said in John 11:25-26, "Whoever believes in me, though he die, ye shall live. Because Christ's resurrection, death has lost its sting." You are not to meant live in fear. Your life is in God's hands. He has sustained you for a reason, and he will continue to guide you until your purpose is fulfilled. Do not let fear of the future keep you from living fully with him today. Choose to trust in his plans. Live with confidence, knowledge that he is in control. Proclaim with faith, "I shall not die, but live." And dedicate every day to glorifying his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Every day is a gift from God. We are called to rejoice and be glad, regardless of our circumstance, because he is in control. Psalm 24 is a call to joy and gratitude. It reminds us that every day is created by God and filled with his purpose. Many people live in regret over the past or anxiety about the future. But this verse invites us to embrace the present with faith. This message encourages believers to trust in God's plans for today and to live in hearts full of thanksgiving. God is the author of every day. Every sunrise is the act of God's sovereignty. He is the one who gives us life, breath, and purpose for each new day. Nothing happens by accident. Each day is divinely appointed. Job 12:10 tells us that life of every living thing is in God's hands. Acts 17:28 reminds us of that. In him we live and move, have not our being. Acknowledge God as a giver of each day changes how we approach life. Happiness often depends on circumstance, but the joy is rooted in faith. Rejoicing in the Lord is a decision we must make daily, regardless of the trials. This is not denying hardship, but trusting God through it. Philippians 4:4 commands us to rejoice in the Lord always. Paul wrote this while in prison, proving that joy is not about comfort, but about confidence in God's goodness. Choosing to rejoice strengthens our faith. Gratitude transforms our perspective. Thankfulness shifts our focus from problems to God's promises. It turns complaints into praise and worry into worship. Gratitude reminds us of God's past faithfulness and tells us fuels of our trust of the future. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 commands us to give thanks in all circumstances. This is not because of every situation is good, but because God works all things for good. Romans 8:28, a grateful heart expresses God's peace. How does recognizing God, the creator of each day, change your attitude? How can you encourage others to embrace each day as a gift from God? Every day is a new opportunity to trust God, worship Him, and walk in His purpose. Do not waste time in worry or regret. Choose to rejoice, knowing that God is in control. Even in challenges, His goodness remains. Make a commitment to start each day with gratitude instead of focusing on what is wrong. Focus on what is true. God is faithful. His mercies are new every morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Will you choose to rejoice? The chief cornerstone, Christ our foundation. Verse 22. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. He is the foundation on which we must build our lives. This verse points directly to Christ. Though rejected by man, He became the cornerstone of salvation. The verse is quoted multiple times in the New Testament, emphasizing its importance. The world may reject Him, but those who trust in Him find an unshakable foundation. He calls believers to build their lives on Christ and stand firm in Him. Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Verse 22 is fulfilled with Jesus, confirmed in Matthew 21:42 and Acts 4:11. The Jewish leaders rejected Him, yet He became the foundation of God's plan. His rejection was necessary for our redemption. Isaiah 53:3 describes Christ as despised and rejected by men. Yet His suffering led to our salvation. This teaches us that God's ways are higher than ours. What the world rejects, God exalts. Christ is the only true foundation. A building is only as strong as its foundation. If we build our lives on anything other than Christ, we will fail. He alone is unshakable rock of our faith. 1 Corinthians 3:11 declares that no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Everything else, wealth, status, human wisdom, will crumble. Only Christ remains firm. Rejection by the world is inevitable. Just as Christ was rejected, His followers will face opposition. The world does not understand God's ways and often resists His truth. But rejection should not shake our faith. It is a sign that we belong to Him. John 15:18-19 reminds us that if the world hated Christ, it will hate its followers. Standing on Christ means being prepared for the opposition. But our hope is in Him, not in the approval of man. How can you share the message of Jesus, the cornerstone, of those who do not know Him? Are there areas in your life that you need to fully surrender to Christ's authority? Jesus is not a religious figure. He is the cornerstone of our salvation. He is the firm foundation on which we must build our lives. If we stand on him, we will never be shaken. If we reject him, we have no hope. Today, commit to making Christ the center of your life. Trust him. Stand firm in his truth, even when the world rejects it. Build your life on the rock that will never fail, Jesus, the chief cornerstone. In closing, Psalm 118 is a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness, strength, and salvation. Each verse declares his goodness and calls us to trust him. Whether we face trials, rejections, uncertainty, we can stand firm on his promises. We are called to rejoice in every day he gives us. We are reminded that our lives are secure in his hands. Above all, we see that Christ is the foundation of our faith, the cornerstone that cannot be shaken. May these truths shape our hearts, strengthen our faith, and lead us to live boldly for his glory. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of today. You have given us life, breath, and purpose. Every moment is in your hands, and nothing happens outside of your control. Help us to rejoice, even when circumstances are difficult. Teach us to trust in your plans. Fill our hearts with gratitude. Let us wake up each morning with praise on our lips. Give us the strength to walk in your faith, knowing that you're always with us. May our joy in you be a testimony to others, drawing them to love you. Amen.